Sabbath blessings, everyone. What a rejoicing to be here this wonderful, blessed Sabbath day. Sabbath blessings to all who are listening in online, and on the phone, I mean, and who will be later on. Our dear brother Rob and sister Michelle have had an emergency, and it is not so much with them, but with our dear sister Karen, who is a neighbor of theirs, that we have been praying for off and on throughout many different Sabbaths and studies, and for her health to be better. So we're going to have a time of prayer later on, but they're going there to the hospital because things are looking a little more serious. So even as we're having the time to read and pray, please keep her in prayer, and we'll have our prayer time coming up soon by God's amazing grace. So, our opening song is going to be All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. And the link is www.lightministries.com/ID1912.htm. That's All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. That with yonder angel throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of join the everlasting throng in song and crown him Lord of all.
Praise God.
So let us have our opening prayer and kneel where you can if you're able to. If not, let us definitely all bow our heads and our hearts before our very majestic and very loving and very merciful God, for whom all thanksgiving and all praise and all honor is truly due. And let us come before the throne with thanksgiving in our hearts.
Dear and gracious Heavenly Father, dear Lord God Jesus, precious Holy Spirit, we thank you so much for this wonderful and rejoiceful Sabbath day. We thank you for the gift in it. We thank you for the blessings in it. We thank you for all that you have created, and we thank you for salvation which you have laid from the foundation of the earth. We thank you, Almighty God. We thank you, O Lord. And we praise your holy name. We thank you for bringing us together even today. We thank you for watching us over us throughout the whole day, when things might have been a little rough and when they were going just fantastically. We thank you. We thank you for the trials. We thank you for all the different struggles that we may have to go through, for the trying of our faith worketh patience. And we know, O Lord, you love us so dearly, so this patience shall definitely have its perfect work. We pray, O dear and mighty God, that you'll please search our hearts out completely and let us come before you with humility. Let us really put our hearts on the altar, O Lord, and search us out and forgive us for any and all transgressions that we have made against you, O Lord, and against you, Lord Jesus, and any grieving, Holy Spirit, that we have done, being hard-headed or stubborn throughout this week. We pray, O Lord, that you'll please forgive us and wash us and cleanse us again. For we know you truly love us, and we truly want to love you more and more perfectly every single day. Oh Lord, we pray that you'll please have your way with us today. We pray that you'll please allow the Holy Spirit to prepare our hearts and minds to receive what it is that you have to bring to us, that will truly meditate on it and chew the cud time and time again until we truly allow your word to become flesh in us. We pray, Almighty God, that you'll allow the Holy Spirit, dear Holy Spirit, please, fill this little room and push out all preconceived ideas and notions and allow your word to stand. We pray that you'll please let us love one another more and more and more, that we come into the unity of faith in Christ Jesus, and that your name may be glorified, and that your kingdom may be established in this earth and throughout all of the universe. Lord God, we thank you for your mercy and for your grace, and we rejoice today in the love that you pour out on us each and every day. Pray, Lord, you please be with us and each and every one of us, and watch our mouths and guide us by your love, and help us to be able to share in testimony and in prayer what you have done through us and for us and to us throughout this week, that we may bless one another and glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray these things, O Lord. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone, and I pray you'll bear with me. I'm a little nervous at this, but I know that the Lord, he is gracious, and I know that we love each other. So I'm just praying that you'll lovingly bear with me as I try to bring something that the Lord pressed on my heart. We were going to, what was scheduled was Chapter 9 of Patriarchs and Prophets, and before I got the call from Sister Rose and Sister Lynn regarding what was taking place, the Lord had been working on my heart earlier today to get me to know something to read, that it was necessary to see. And I couldn't for the life of me figure out what it was, because to tell you the truth, I don't have all these different books of the Spirit of Prophecy memorized or anything like that. And maybe it's by God's grace that that is done, so more of His glory can be seen on how things are done. He just gives me different little, how can I say, it shows me like the letters like M, R, this, or whatever, and that's how it comes, and I just praise God for that. And it has always been by His mercy and grace, very rewarding to read and to study. Well, before the call came in, there was something that was given to read, and so we're going to read from that, and I'm going to put the link in the room in just a moment, and it's coming from the miscellaneous manuscripts. Well, what a rejoicing of a time I've had, and I tell you, I love the fact that the Lord has opened up this little room. I just can't thank Him enough for that. Let's see. I think I can do it like this, by God's amazing grace. Can everyone see the link in the room? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the living God. Now, this is coming from Ellen G. White, 1888 materials. The miscellaneous ones is chapter 83. And I tell you, I had been trying to figure out chapter 83 of what? Her 80 and 3? Or is it 80 and paragraph 3? Lord, I don't get it. And I have like this little application for my Nook, actually, that you can download for the E.G. White library, complete library, as much as available on the application. So I was trying to go in there and figure out, well, I don't see any 83. I don't get it. So it wasn't until, by God's grace, visiting back here and spending time with my dear wife here. And so the Lord pressed on me again, go back and search, go back and search. And it's not where you're looking. So I'm like, well, what other manuscripts are there? So that's when I saw the miscellaneous manuscripts. I'm like, okay. So I go in there and I'm saying, well, I don't see any 80 and 3 and 80 and 3. It's like 83. So long story short, boom. This is where the Lord led me, is living channels of light. And as I began to read through it, you know what? Let me just read through it. Okay? And please bear with me as I read this. It's a one paragraph. I mean, it's one chapter. But I believe we can get through it by God's amazing grace. And I will definitely plead the Lord's help in this on you, dear brothers and sisters, to let me know what the Lord lays on your heart as we stop and share about what's being read. So, praise God. Let's keep reading. Living Channels of Light by Mrs. E.G. White. The Lord has a people for whom He prays that they may be one with Him as He is one with the Father. If we are, as Christians, doers of the Word, we shall practice in our lives that for which Christ prayed. For by His Holy Spirit, Jesus can bind heart to heart. We are living amid the perils of the last days. Evil times are upon us. Gross darkness has covered the land. Satan seeks to intercept his hellish shadow between us and God so as to obscure the light of heaven by every device at his command. But all who claim to be Christians, if they are Christ-like, will follow closely in the footsteps of Jesus. They will have the mind which was in Christ Jesus. We are standing in the presence of the Lord God of Israel, and no one can stand before God in his own strength. Those only who stand in Christ's righteousness have a sure foundation. Those who attempt to stand before Him in their own righteousness, He will humble in the dust. Those who walk in humility will feel their own utter worthlessness, unworthiness. To such the Lord says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Noah preached the righteousness of God. Jonah called the city of Nineveh to repentance. And there is a similar work
to be done today. There are now more than one Noah to do the work, and more than one Jonah to proclaim the word of the Lord. While discord and strife, crime and bloodshed are in the land, let God's people love one another. Plagues and pestilence, fire and flood, disaster by land and by sea, horrible murders and every conceivable crime exist in the world. And does it not now become us, who claim to have large light, to be true to God, to love Him supremely and our neighbors as ourselves? Shall not every soul who has light and truth now come before God in humility and with earnest prayer that God may kindle a purer flame in our souls and give us a higher, better love, a love pure and undefiled, a love for the truth as it is in Jesus, a respect and jealousy for the honor of God, and an intense desire for the salvation of our fellow man? It really strikes me, dear brothers and sisters, it really strikes me concerning the time that we are in right now. We're in the time of atonement. We're in a time when the Lord is searching every single heart. We're in the time when we're supposed to be getting our houses in order. We're in the time when we're supposed to be taking the talents that God has given us and putting them to the field. And whether that field be right in your own home with your children, or whether it be right there in your workplace, or whether it be out in the streets, whether you're passing out tracts, whether you're going from place to place, wherever the Lord should have you to go, we're in a very sobering time right now. And we're not as close to each other in unity in Christ as we need to be in order for those in the world to see the love of Jesus Christ shed abroad in our hearts. As a house, we're not like that. And we need that. There's still more breaking up of fallow ground to be done. There is still more weeping between the porch and the altar to be done. There is still more true weeping out before the Lord to be done, so that we can get to that point where we truly do love one another with such a unity in Christ that we have that kind of true, intense desire for the salvation of our fellow men. Continuing, we have no time for the indulgence of pride. We must keep the way of the Lord and speak and act as standing in His sight, living by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, that no strange fire shall mingle with that which is holy. Light and darkness cannot be mingled and harmonized. Many act partly as children of time and partly as children of eternity. And this course, God abhors. So it's like we really have to make a decision and unbind our hearts to this earthiness. We're too earthy. We are a people called by the living God, by His mercy and grace, washed in the blood of the Lamb of God, who is Jesus Christ our Lord, being consecrated and sanctified by the Holy Spirit. And yet, we're still bound to the dirt. This should not be. I'm ashamed because I know I look at myself and I say, that's me. and it should not be. And it bothers me that I still have these ways. And I really want to be broken so completely in such a way that as I'm weeping, even the Lord will weep and the weeping will melt the heart of mine. And as I'm broken, He can turn it into the soft clay that needs to be molded in His hand. I need that. I need the Holy Spirit more and more. We all need that. How are we going to ever overcome? How are we going to try and reach the lost if we're still staggering and stumbling between being bound to the earth or trying to reach up to heaven? What kind of confusion is this for those who are lost? Light and darkness cannot be mingled and harmonized. Many act partly as children of time and partly as children of eternity, and this course God abhors. If the Lord be God, follow Him. But if Baal, then follow him. If you believe the word of God, submit your ways to its guidance in all things, even though your own inclinations are crossed. Believe the truth heartily. I heard a dear sister say this once, and it resonates in my heart, and it truly is a touchstone for me. And it was in regard to something that she came to learn by the grace of the living God. I am convinced and convicted. And there was just something about the way that it was said that made me say, wow, am I really that convinced and convicted about every area that I have learned about concerning this present truth, concerning the traditions that mankind still uses, concerning all these different, look at the time that we're in right now. The Bacchanalian feast is upon us. The winter solstice and the spirit of it is raging all about. And everyone wants to be merry. Are we convinced and convicted about all these things too? And that was ringing through to me in every area. And I trembled when I thought about it before the Lord. Because I said, Lord, am I? And I had to shudder as the Holy Spirit just showed me where I was still a children of time, trying to also be a child of eternity. And it shook me. This is not supposed to be. We have to truly make up our minds in every single area of our lives. We have to make up our minds. Do not stand, continuing. Do not stand as many of you have done, apparently wavering between dependence upon the righteousness of Christ and dependence upon your own righteousness. Deception has come upon some minds until they have thought that their own merits were of considerable value. Their minds are confused and perplexed, where all is clear and plain. The end is near. We have no time to halt between opinions. It's really quite troubling because I know I have been in that spot before where, in my arrogance, and this is in my early walk, I praise God that by His mercy and grace, I catch that thing when it tries to rise up. Now, like, it's quick. Boom, 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 boom. And where I thought that, you know, I'm worth something. All in the merits of whatever I've done. I'm worth something. God will see my merits. You'll see my worth. He has to definitely take notice of the things that I've done, how much I've, you know, done for him.
It's really scary, dear brothers and sisters. It's really scary when we find ourselves in that position. At least it should be bringing on some trembling. Does anyone have anything that they'd like to add to any of this that's been read so far? Anything the Lord is laying on your heart that you can relate to what's being read? Please, by all means, please, feel free.
I sort of have a comment about, well, how, well, heaven and darkness are supposed to be separated. He says, God's children are like the stars that shine in a dark place. Each star has a distinct mission to fulfill in showing God's glory. And every shining star which obeys God as placed in the heavens obeys his mandate and gives his distinctive measure of light to make beautiful the heavens at night. So let every converted soul show the measure of light committed to him, and as it shines forth, the light will increase and grow brighter. So as the people who trust us God by and fear him, they turn out to shine like a star. But those who refuse to honor God and obey their own laws according to their own world, their shining in decreases, and then it becomes into darkness like the darkness in space.
Amen, Brother Joshua. And that is really what it is like. If we continue to indulge our inclinations and indulge our weaknesses and that tie us to this world, then the light of Christ that by mercy and grace has been given to us through the shed blood of the Lamb and the washing in the water of the Word and any growth in the Holy Spirit will become dimmer and dimmer. And it's like putting your light under a bushel. Who's going to see that? And as the Word of God says, if the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Amen, Brother Sean, like the 10 virgin parable too, the wise and foolish virgins. But we have to understand that it is our actions, our will to do, that puts us in those positions, in that position of either growing in Christ or growing in, who else would you be serving? If you're not growing in Christ, then you'd be growing in the strength of the devil. I mean, we just have to keep it very real like that. Continuing. What has not the Lord God of Israel done for his people? He has given them his word. He has followed them with his testimonies, which have warned, reproved, rebuked, encouraged. He has given signs. He has given precious promises. And how few give him praise or glory? I'm going to make this very clear because the Lord is letting me know that this is not in reference to those who don't know him. This is in reference to those who claim they know him. Because these are the things that he has done for his people. And yet still, how few give him praise or glory. Many think if they tolerate the movings and workings of God in their behalf, they ought to be commended. Oh, how few really know God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. He has spoken by prophets and apostles of what will be in the future. He has given living testimonies of himself in these last days when he spake unto us by his Son. And yet it is a truth that pains my soul that the Lord is grieved with hard hearts and unteachable minds.
Praise the living God. We are living in amazing times right now. By God's grace and mercy, dear brothers and sisters, you have been chosen by grace to be a part of this end time. The privilege of bearing this word, the everlasting gospel with all that it entails, it is a high privilege and honor to share it, to be a co-laborer with Christ in this time. We are the ones who are coming in late in the hours. A majority of all the true work was done by those before us. We're coming in the end. What a rejoicing. Continuing. We are to be constantly receiving and giving. We are to be living channels of light. The transforming grace of Christ must come to every minister that he may sanctify himself or herself, that others also may be sanctified. There should be earnest effort put forth to wake up an ease-loving, sleepy church that has great light and knowledge, but not corresponding faith and works. There must be a living testimony born, pointing out the necessity of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost of God upon every church member, that light may shine forth to others that are in darkness. There is altogether too little done in ministerial labors. There is plenty of surface plowing, and the result is manifest. There is scarcity of fruit-bearing Christians. There should be deep searching of the Scriptures, that the ministers of God may declare the whole counsel of God. The relation of Christ to the law is but faintly comprehended. Some preach the law and feel that their brethren are not doing their whole duty if they do not present the subject in the very same way in which they do. These brethren shrink from the presentation of justification by faith. But just as soon as Christ is discovered in his true position in relation to the law, the misconception that has existed on this important matter will be removed. The law and the gospel are so blended that the truth cannot be presented as it is in Jesus without blending these subjects in perfect agreement. The law is the gospel of Christ veiled. The gospel of Jesus is nothing more or less than the law defined, showing its far-reaching principles. Search the Scriptures. It is the injunction of our Lord. Search to find out what is truth. God has given us a test whereby to prove doctrine, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Search the Scriptures diligently, earnestly, unweariedly, to find out what God has revealed concerning yourself, your duties, your work, your responsibilities, your future, that you may make no mistake in seeking for eternal life. You may, in searching the Scriptures, know the mind and the will of God, and although the truth does not coincide with your ideas, you may have grace to lay down every prejudice in favor of your own customs and practices and see what is truth, pure and unadulterated. Here is the word of the Lord. Obey it from the heart. Christ is full of pitying tenderness to all who repent. He will pardon the transgressor. So I praise God, really. But there's work to be done. And that's what I see, dear brothers and sisters. There's work that we each must do, and we must allow the Holy Spirit to do his work in us. And we must take a good, hard look at ourselves and stop trying to excuse our wishy-washy, undecided commitment to Christ, our holding on to the earthy ways, our picking and nagging at one another and being critical, our making excuses of not uniting in being in unity and heart in Christ Jesus. There is work to be done. So much. So much work. There's work to be done. And we must do it. And the Lord is very much saying, He is willing. So repent. Each and every one of us knows what it is that we need to repent of. So repent. Go before the Lord, even this Sabbath day, and repent. Before we go into a small season of prayer, I would like to ask if, just in case, the Lord has laid something on your heart and you'd like to share concerning what was just lastly read, please, dear brothers and sisters, we are in love with Christ Jesus, loving Him with our heart. If we are, then let us share that love with one another and what He has done in our hearts and to our lives. The Lord has laid something on your heart that we may need to hear so that we can be strengthened in Christ Jesus in our faith. Then please, you're very much loved here.
I even heard how children must get their education as well as adults. It says, life requires children to practice character qualities so they may become productive adults. Diligence is an important characteristic to have as this is accomplished. So as all of us, whether we be child, elder, or grown-ups, we must do our duty in serving the Lord, like how Samuel, when he was a child, was used for the work in the service of the Lord, as well as when he was in the tabernacle of Eli and his sons. And even as Jesus had done the same thing in the temple, and even as he grew up to preach throughout the entire region of Israel.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the living God. And it's really amazing too, dear Brother Joshi. Because we have to have also that childlike faith, but also childlike obedience. For our Heavenly Father is not going to have us going out doing something wrong. He's not going to have us going out doing something that is going to hurt us. He's not going to have us going out and doing something that would hurt somebody else. We have to be about our Father's business. And He's going to bless it. So what are we afraid of? Well, what's in the way? There's so much to praise the Lord about concerning His love, His grace, His mercy. And the truth be told, we really need to be hungry for winning souls. Really hungry for winning souls. Because if we say we love the Lord, and we want a heart like His, then we want to win souls. We want to share Christ everywhere, because every single soul that passes us by in the street, in the store, around the block, at our jobs, on the road, is precious in the sight of God. So they should be precious to us too. And the Lord will give us strength when we're nervous, and we may not have to say a lot. You'd be amazed. The one sentence that you speak to someone in humility because you're nervous and you do want to share the Lord, that one sentence might just be what they needed to hear, to have faith. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing what? Hearing of the Word of God. One sentence, one verse, one quote from Psalms. One promise that God has made so sure in your life it can't be shaken, and you just, if that's all you have to take that and walk in that. You're still preaching Christ, because He's the one that gave you that promise, and He made it very real and true in you. And you just keep talking about it. Jesus, 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 always Jesus. Praise the living God. Well, I'd like to go ahead by God's mercy and grace, and if you brothers and sisters would please join in, and I'd like to have a little season of prayer here at this time. Dear Karen is not doing well right now in the hospital, and we'd like to be able to bring her up before the Lord. Our dear sister Grace is also in some recovery herself, and we need to bring her before the Lord also. There are other dear ones. We have our dear sister Joy. She is still recovering, and I praise God that our little Dorcas has been given back to us in that way, and that the Lord will continue to strengthen her, and we get more good news back from our dear brother Willington. And as the Lord leads you to bring forth, you know, someone to pray about or something on your heart to pray about, then please, brothers and sisters, we are in the Sabbath. This is a rejoicing time, and it is a time to come boldly before the throne of God, make our requests and prayers known unto our Heavenly Father who loves us so dearly that we don't have to be afraid. We know He loves us. Okay, dear Sister Rose, by God's grace, I will pray in some way for, as a matter of fact, I can pray first, dear Karen, unless one of your dear sisters would like to. I can pray, you know, we can open prayer like that and for Sister Grace and Joy, and then I would like, you know, if it's okay, dear Sister Rose, you can come in and go before the Lord with what has been, you know, you just mentioned right now, Sister Jean, husband as well as your dad, okay? And then whoever else would like to bring something before the Lord, that would just be fantastic. Because we all have permission to go before our God. By the blood of Jesus Christ, He has made the way, and we can definitely go there boldly before the throne of grace. And I praise God for that. So wherever you are right now, wherever you can kneel or bow your heads and your hearts, let us go before our loving God and merciful Savior in humility and grace of the Holy Spirit. Gracious and Heavenly Father, dear and precious Lord God Jesus, gracious Holy Spirit, we thank You so much for the word which you shared with us through the spirit of prophecy. And we pray, O Lord, You please give us strength to overcome in these areas where we are halting between two opinions, where we're being critical and criticizing, where we're allowing inclinations and bad habits or anything like that get in our way and prejudices from serving You, where our laziness gets in the way, when we don't study as hard as we need to, and as fervently and lovingly as we need to, where we let fear keep us from witnessing, where we've let any slight piece of a Laodicean spirit enter our hearts. We pray You please forgive us, Lord, and stir us up anew and afresh. And according to Your promise, we claim that. For if we confess our sins, Your word has made it very sure. You are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we claim that promise in Jesus' name. Not for anything that we have done, but by Your mercy and grace You saved us. Dear Lord, we lift up dear Karen before You, whose case you know very intimately, more than we even know, though we have brought her up before You in our meetings in the Lord on numerous occasions. Lord, You know this dear one, and our prayer is that if it be Your will, You give her back her strength and perform a powerful healing that she may glorify Your name and that Your name may be glorified. That she may go forth with great rejoicing, proclaiming the mighty works that You have done in her life. We pray, O Lord, that if that not be Your will, let You still continue on in saving her and help her to truly make every different decision that she needs to make right where she is, because You know her heart. so that we may see her by your mercy and grace also, we shall make it in, and we may see her in the kingdom too. We pray for her family also, that you'll strengthen them and allow a testimony of your love to go forth in their hearts. We pray that you'll please give our dear brother Rob and sister Michelle the words that they need and the wisdom that they need and the understanding that they need to comfort this family during this time and strengthen them and encourage them and help them to be peace unto them as they show forth Christ and not themselves. We pray you'll give them safe travels back home too when they are done. We lift up also, Lord, our dear sister Grace, and we thank you for the success and the testimony that you're already building in her. We're also continuing to keep her in her prayer, Lord, that your will be completely done and that complete healing will come. We pray that you'll work in her heart more and more. And do even as she's already said that she needs to let you do her the work that you need to do. Pray that you let her submit to that with rejoicing and joy in her heart. We pray for our sister Joy that you'll continue to strengthen her heart and unclog all arteries everywhere, so that she can truly be a joy and a praise unto your name, wherever she may go, carrying Christ Jesus in the earthen vessel that she is. We thank you, Almighty God, for the mercy and grace that you pour out in each and every one of our lives. And we pray that you'll continue to bring healing and strength in our individual lives too, and help us to be more temperate in all things, that your name may be glorified, and that these bodies that you have bought with your precious blood may surely be treated like the temples that they are. And we thank you, Lord, for answering these prayers. We thank you for your mercy and grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Have a blessing to everyone. And we'd like to come before the Lord for prayer and for some dear brethren, especially here in the room. Father, we thank you, dear Savior, for allowing Brother Justin to feel much better. I pray, dear Lord, that you may continue in traveling mercy with, for that they can sustain them as they travel in these terrible weather, Father Jesus, may you put that edge around them. I pray that you may be able to be also with Father, that I and his family, dear Lord, that you may be able to continue putting that edge around that dear family. Continue the recovery for our dear residents that are in the intensive care, Father. Sister Joy and Sister Grace, Father Jesus. Thank you for being an intervention for my sister. She had gotten hit by a car, and praise God that it was only a toe that was actually affected, Father. Thank you for the angels that you placed around her, Father Jesus. May you continue blessing this room. Be with Sister Michelle and Brother Bob as they minister to this dear neighbor, Father. It is your will, Father Jesus, that you may be able to extend her life for your glory and your mercy. Let it be so, Father. And if it's not, Father Jesus, may you comfort the whole entire family and give the word that is needed, Father Jesus, for their soul. Father, I also pray, dear Lord, that you continue carrying us during this season of all these weathers that is happening, Father. May you keep our home warm, Father Jesus, and especially our heart with the feverness do your work, dear Lord. We want to thank you for everything that you have done. Be with all the brethren here. Be with Sister May's mom and her family, Father Jesus. I pray for Sister Louise and the Colts that we have not seen, Father Jesus. May you be with them. Father, we pray that all the brethren around the world may be able to have everything that they need, that they may continue the work. Help us that we can be able to live up to the light that you give us, Father Jesus. I pray that you may be able to give us a night rest, Father Jesus, and Help us that all the system and all the room would all okay for the videos of tomorrow. And please help my computer to stay up. Let your will be done in all of us, is my prayer. Forgive me for my sins and my iniquity and my shortcomings. Forgive me for my Christ-like spirit, Father Jesus. Forgive me for all we've done in this body. Help us that we may be able to continue climbing this ladder, Father Jesus. To allow you to be able to do your will in us, is my prayer this night. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
Well, dear brothers and sisters, I don't know if anyone has any song that they would like to share. I know that we kind of went a little longer than we normally do, and but I believe that it's pretty good eating and beautiful fellowship that we've been having. So, but if there's something that you know you would like to sing or a song that's on your heart. Please feel free.
There's a song that I like to share. It's called Get Right With God. Get right with God. Why will you die? A weary one for mercy cry. No longer walk the downward road. Oh, come away. Get right with God. Get right with God, get right with God, oh come away, get right with God. Get no longer walk the downward road, oh come away, get right with God. Get right with God, for you Christ died, on Calvary's cross was crucified, his side was pierced. But go from Lord and come away, get right with God. Come with God, get right with God. Oh, come away, get right with God. No longer walk the downward road. Oh, come away, get right with God. Get right with God, for you Christ died. On Calvary's cross was crucified. His side was pierced, blood from it flowed. Oh, come away, get right with God. Right with God, get right with God. Oh, come away, get right with God. No longer walk the downward road. Oh, come away, get right with God. Get right with God, he loves you so. In others' love could stoop so low. On Christ he laid sin's heavy load. Oh, come away, get right with God. Get right with God, get right with God. Oh, come away. Get right with God, no longer walk the downward road. Oh, come away, get right with God. Get right with God. Your loved ones said, when lying on their dying bed, what are you wanted far above? Oh, come away, get right with God. Get right with God, get right with God, oh come away, get right with God. No longer walk the downward road, oh come away, get right with God. Get right with God, confess your sin, and let the dear Redeemer in. He hath for you the winepress trod. Oh, come away, get right with God. Get right with God, get right with God. Oh, come away, get right with God. No longer wait the downward road. Oh, come away, get right with God.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for that, Brother Joshua. I've never heard that song. they're so full of words of uplifting and really setting forth the path that we are to take. And it's so lovely to have it to attune. Oh, I also want to thank Joel on such short notice for taking on this service and sharing what the Lord put on his heart. It's nice to hear from other brethren, especially it's like a new experience hearing someone else's faith for, you know, more than just a minute. So, yeah, I wanted to thank you for that. Actually, I'd like to sing you a song too. It's called Power in the Blood. You're probably all familiar with it, no doubt. And it, not only that, but experienced it in your own life. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you, O evil, the victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, power, and working power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power, power, and working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen and amen.
I would like to sing the hymn safely through another week. Safely through another week. God has brought us on our way. Let us now our blessings see, waiting in His court today. There of all the wheat are best, emblems of eternal rest. There of all the wheat are best, emblems of eternal rest. While we see supplies of grace to the dear Redeemer's name, show that reconciling faith, take away our sin and shame. From our worldly cares us free, may we rest this day in thee. From our worldly cares us free, may we rest this day in thee. When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feel thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes, when in thy house appear. Sorry. When we in thy house appear. Hear our photos, Lord, our take. Over everlasting peace. Hear our photos, Lord, our taste. Over everlasting peace. May the gospel joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort pain. May the fruit of grace abound, bring relief to all complaints.
though may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to race with thee. Though may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to reign in thee.
That is such wonderful praise songs going forth. I really love the one that Joshua was bringing. And then Brother James came in there and started singing, and I just lost track that I could probably put the words up. I was too busy singing and rejoicing. So I really apologize there, brothers and sisters, because I forgot I could put those up there. So please forgive me, and I will do better to pay better attention with what I'm doing. So praise the Lord, oh my land. What a loving Heavenly Father, what a loving, dear Savior that we have, and the Holy Spirit, oh, my land, we are truly blessed, dear brothers and sisters, we are truly blessed, truly, truly blessed, amen. Are there any other songs or testimonies or anything like that that I would like to share? Please feel free to do so.
Praise the Lord and sell blessings, dear brethren. You know, through the beautiful reading that was shared by dear Brother Joel this evening, you know, a song comes to mind that really, no matter what we may be going through or what have you, have thine own way, Lord. You know, because irregardless of what we're thinking should be or what have you, I mean, the thing is, we need to thank the Lord for whatever it is. Our Bible tells us that, you know, in everything give thanks. And so the hymn, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy Spirit till all shall see Christ only always living in me.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear Sister Lynn, because that's really beautiful. And we really need the Lord to truly have his complete way over each and every one of us. I know I need that so desperately, especially that last verse that was sung to hold o'er my being absolute sway. I long for that day to come when I can actually say that the Lord has that, and I'm ashamed that that's not the case at this point, but that's my prayer, my constant prayer, that each day it can be that way. Oh, go ahead, Sister Rose.
I wanted to thank personally dear Brother Vic when he sent this email with a testimony of someone that was trying to be able to print some material for the purpose of the Lord, and the enemy was trying his best to be able to do everything to stop it. It was such a blessing to be able to read, because this week my computer was really, as you can see, I'm still having problems. But it was truly a blessing and an encouragement, dear Brother Vic, when you did send that email. It also encouraged me a lot not to be able to give up, because yes, indeed, the devil is a liar. And it just came right on time.
Are there any more songs or testimonies or anything before we close?
See if we can stay in long enough to keep the singing going. Thou my
everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Not for ease or worldly pleasure, nor for fame my prayer shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Let me through the veil of shadow, bear me o'er life's fitful sea. Then the gate of life eternal, may I enter, Lord, with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Then the gate of life eternal, may I enter, Lord, with thee.
Amen. I tell you, Brother Dick and Sister Elaine, that's a beautiful song, and beautifully sung, and I've never heard that song either. Someone else is saying they've never heard that. I've never heard that song, and it's such a beautiful song, and I love the fact, dear brother and sister, that you tend to have some really unique songs I've just never heard, and they're just wonderful. Praise the living God. Really praise the Lord. I love that song.
Before we close, I want to sing this Sabbath song.
We love thy Sabbath, Lord, and worship at thy will. Oh, may this our sweet peace afford, and deeper faith instill, that angels sound for joy, creation world to see. We to this day will raise our hearts in grateful praise to thee. Praise for thy wondrous love, Thus deal the sacred day. I signed it all may understand. Deal thy sovereign way. Creator King, through thy redeeming grace, renew and sanctify our hearts, that we may see thy face. And with thy wise throne, upon Mount Zion thee, and joyful sing our Sabbath song through all eternity.
Have a blessed night, dear brethren, and to tomorrow by God's grace. Have a blessed rest. Good night.
Amen. Have a very restful and blessed Sabbath night, and by God's amazing grace, we'll all be here tomorrow morning sometime. And our dear brother Rob will be here too by God's amazing grace too. So, and Sister Michelle. And they'll let us know how things have gone. So, grace and peace to all and great rejoicing. And have a wonderful Sabbath rest.